Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So Duke lost to Wake Forest last night. And as is tradition in college sports, at Wake Forest, the students and the fans, they stormed the court. And Kyle Filipkowski, for Duke, one of their star players, he was leaving the court, and as the fans are rushing the court, one of the fans collides into him, and he then has to get helped off the court by his teammates. It looks like he got injured, hurt his leg. And so now, because it happened to Duke, we now have to have this whole debate about fans storming the court. And Rashawn and I disagree. Is that, bro, this has been happening the last, like, 30 years, 40 years. Like, how long have fans been storming the court? Like, so now why all of a sudden, like over these last couple of years, are we getting more and more pissed about
not
it?
Not even just Duke, a Duke star, right?
Yeah.
Because if this were a walk-on for Duke, I'm not sure we'd
But Kyle Filipowski is their leading scorer of the like eighth-ranked team in the country. Like, so yes, it's a problem. And the eighth-ranked team just happens to be the Duke Blue Devils. Yes, there's going to be people. The person, you mentioned the Caitlin Clark stuff. It's Caitlin Clark. Like they didn't, they
and
didn't
she flopped.
Yeah, either it doesn't matter. Like I don't see the point. I don't see how we're not keeping these kids safe on both sides of the board. Because here, on the one hand, you have the athletes. So Jordan, you just lost the game, a close game to an unranked team, probably going to mess with maybe your draft stock potentially, depending on what player and what team you play for. Might it's going to affect your seeding, especially as you get closer to the tournament, all this stuff. And you just lost the game. Who here likes losing? Raise your hand. Oh, neither of you?
Hey, okay. It's a great way to learn.
Who here takes losing well? Raise your hand. Oh, hey, you either?
It's a great learning opportunity. Okay, when you take a loss.
Okay. So, yeah, so now you
Jordan, grow after
Jordan,
losses.
You just lost the game. A close game. You played your heart out, didn't win. And then you've got some college kid, may or may not be drunk, and the rest of their student body storming the court before I even get a chance to leave. So now I got to sift through all these kids to get through. I got people yelling in my face how much I suck, how overrated I am. F you, whatever the case is, you know what I mean? That's what you're going through as you're trying to get back to the locker room. Somebody's going to get hurt. Some player, some one of these teams, especially some of those good old boys down south, will say something to one of those black or brown players, and something could potentially happen. So as a player like Filipowski, now you're walking, you're getting your teammates to carry you off the floor.
Has that happened?
You may potentially, I don't know, probably.
Well, I mean, has it?
I'm almost for certain somebody's been punched.
Are you speculating,
yes.
Or has there
wasn't
been a report?
Wasn't there a player that punched somebody for storming the field or storming the court?
I don't know.
I'm sure there has.
I mean,
I guarantee there has.
You're like beyond the malice at the palace when there were fists being thrown.
But I'm saying that's different. That started because of fighting. Like, here's something that I'm disappointed. I just lost the game. So here comes all these fans from the home school that are just rushing the field as I'm trying to get off of it, as I'm disappointed. mostly in my face telling me how, like I said, how much I suck, how much I whatever. Like,
for sure.
Somebody, would it shock you if one of these players stole off on a fan?
Of course not. So, but what are we saying? That we need to just stop kids rushing the court
here? Because not everybody has the best intentions.
Let's just take all the fun out of sports.
Not everybody has the best intentions.
All right, let's have 50 security guards link arms and try to stop thousands of people rushing the court.
The game is still exciting. Like, you don't need to have a thousand people rush a floor as you still got 11 dudes trying to get off of it or whatever. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
I've got a better idea. How about, oh, look, we've got video. Let's review who the hell actually did this. We're going to charge them because that's assault. Like, whoever did this to Kyle Filipowski, that is assault. That is an absolute
charge.
But
why have to go through that? But that's my thing. No. Like, why even have to go through that?
Because it's sports, because kids are going to rush the field, because people do stupid things. And here is how we try to put some barriers around us, around society. We're humans. We need rules. So we charge those kids to the fullest. We point out, hey, jerk faces, here's what's happened. Here's what's happening to you. You not only, if this kid is a scholarship or he's a kid paying for school to go there, hey, guess what? No, you're suspended and you're facing charges. There are ways to find or to ensure that this never happens
again. So why don't they allow this to happen in the NBA and NFL?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'll tell you why. It's because they're protecting their players. They're making sure that their players are safe. They're making sure their fans are safe.
There's it's a different
reason,
game, bro.
There's a reason that after somebody beats the great Golden State Warriors, people don't storm the floor. It's because the NBA and NFL won't allow it. Why can't college football do the same thing? Why can't college basketball do the same thing? Why can't they think about these players as far as keeping them safe? Because, again, you're talking about a safety measure. That's how I'm thinking. I'm looking at it as a parent of somebody who's, you know, in college right now, and then somebody who's going to go eventually. Yes, man. Like, I'm looking at it as a safety measure for not just the athlete, but for the student. Like, I think it's something to be considered, man. I think there are other ways to celebrate outside of storming the floor at that point.
Well, just looking it up on Twitter, and the video evidence is it's not good for Kyle Filipowski as the court is getting stormed. There's a kind of like an overhead shot, and as a fan's running by him, he straight up like puts his leg out to trip the fan and shoves the fan over as well. So it looks like he
either way, the fan,
but it looks
like
okay.
A fan is getting something like that they shouldn't have got, and that's the
point.
Well,
he's running right by him, and he says something to it. Like Kyle Filipowski, like literally holds his leg out and pushes the kid over so that he trips over his leg,
and he gets hurt. And you're making
so
my
whose
point.
Fault is that?
Again,
exactly?
You're making my point. That wouldn't have happened if they wouldn't have stormed the floor. None of that's going
to
happen.
Or if Kyle Filipowski doesn't hold out his leg and try to push a fan.
I just said both ways. I said a player is going to get hurt or a student is going to get hurt. Either way, somebody got hurt or somebody even initiated contact when that didn't have to be the case. That doesn't have to be the case. I think it's dumb.
Well,
I think it's dumb, and that's how somebody's going to get eventually hurt. And it's going to be way sad. Then we're going to be talking about, man, why do they even allow people to storm the floor? That's why they shouldn't do it.
Well, again, if you look at, you can look at it during the break here.
I'm not saying that. Again, like I said, both sides can be hurt. A player who's frustrated that he just lost, like Filipowski was, yes, that can be the outcome. Especially if somebody stormed the floor that had nothing to do with this game. Yes. So I'm just saying, like, both students and athletes can get hurt in this situation.
I was also saying, like, you know, again, this has been happening for 30, 40 years. Like, if...
That doesn't make it right, though.
Hold on. Is that... If you're Duke, you know what's about to happen. You're about to lose to an unranked Wake Forest team. I understand, like, you're playing and you have the right to be on that court, but you should know what's about to happen. John Shire knew because he ran right over to Kyle Filipowski and was running onto the court. Be ready to get off the court. You know what's about to happen. You know that these kids are about to rush onto the floor and fans are about to flood onto it. Like, I'm getting my ass off of the court immediately, running to the locker room as quick as possible. And yeah, there probably needs to be a little bit better security measures, but you really think that 50 security guards locking arms, going Red Rover, don't come over, are going to be able to stop this?
Has it stopped any? Again, there's a reason they don't do it in the NFL and in the professional ranks, is because they know better. They're keeping people safe. And I get it's all celebration and everything, but none of those reasons are good enough reasons to think about these kids and on both sides being hurt. That's just what it is. Like, and all, that's what they've always done. So they've always done a lot of stupid stuff.
Well,
what does that mean? Like, that's, I mean, oh, this is what sports is. Again, so there's a lot of stupid stuff in sports that doesn't matter. You still can't do bat flips in baseball. Oh my God, what a terrible player. Get out of here.
I mean, you could extend this debate even into like how the game ends in college basketball. I hate that when you have a timeout, you don't get to actually advance the ball to half court. They're sitting there hoping that they can try to catch a half court pass and then get a three-pointer and a foul. If you just set it up right there, maybe you have a little bit more chance just at the half court line, pass it in, get the hell out of the way and run off the court. Like, I don't know. It just, there's so many different things that led to this, but you can't stop all the fun in sports.
I just think that because this is how it's always been is not a good enough answer. That's not a good enough reason to keep doing it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.